All right, it's 8:40 on the ticket. Thursday morning with the Musers. Huge win for the Stars last night. Game one of their series with the Winnipeg Jets. Hat trick for Mikko Rantanen. All went well for the Stars last night. So we thought this morning we would eavesdrop on Winnipeg All Sports Radio, see what their morning show is saying about that game last night. So, Tyler, let's bring in the Slapshot Brothers in Winnipeg.
All right. See you, boys.
Okay.
Okay, thanks there, Razor.
See you later there, Razor.
Uh-oh, you know what that means. Listen to that sound. Oh, that's so majestic,
yeah, that's a beauty, eh?
God, he's got the greatest voice of all time, doesn't he, eh?
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the Slapshot Brothers here on the CBC, the Canada's most attitudinal in-your-face talk show.
Oh, yeah. We'll you get know, right up in your grill.
We're like the only radio show here in central Canada that has the guts to, you know, call a hoser a hoser,
that's
eh?
That's right. We'll do it.
I'm Dan Labatz, and that over there is my partner over there, and that's Tim Maple.
There you go.
We've been voted Manitoba's biggest shock jocks by the Winnipeg Free Press.
That's right.
And, hey, that was really great having that there Daryl Razor Ray on with us all last hour.
I like
that,
the way he breaks it down, eh?
Despite him being kind of a homer for the Dallas North Stars, eh? He's really...
Yeah.
He's like on their payroll or something, I think.
He's always talking about the Stars and that.
And my God, that story about him and his dad taking a chainsaw to that moose because they ran out of Molson and got cranky, eh? That was crazy, eh?
He's funny, eh?
I wouldn't want to cross that there Razor,
no,
eh?
No,
all right, psychopath,
no,
that guy.
No.
Hey, did you go to Timmy's this morning for a double-double and a Timbit?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know it.
Same here. I love that organization, eh?
Me too.
Really top-notch. Best couple loonies you'll ever spend.
Oh, yeah. Highly recommend. Highly recommend.
We're Canada's most high-energy radio show, and you're listening to the Slapshot Brothers. All right, that's enough there for that endearing morning chit-chat. We got to get down to moose nuts here. What's going on with these Jets, eh? Put your thinking toque on over there,
okay,
Tim, and then tell me what happened.
I think they're in trouble, eh? They can't keep up with the moose. Speaking of moose nuts, that Mikko Rantanen, he's from Dallas and that. By the way, is something going on with me?
Yeah, your accent's kind of slipping there.
I think
you've been watching too much of that Irish TV, eh?
Well, I passed out in the third last night.
Yeah, I thought we just heard sports news that the fans down there were chanting "Fire Mikko."
Yeah, they're trying
to fire him
down there, and now
seems like he's doing all right to me.
They're going to fire Mikko, but he's scoring all the goals there, and that. Yeah, they're in trouble. I think the Jets stink.
You know what they need? They need like a high energy fight song, eh?
Oh yeah, I think they
Have
got.
You heard
one.
This?
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, let's play that fight song. Yeah, I think this was recorded by Diddy or something before he got in all that trouble.
Oh, yeah.
That there, that's Megan Thee Stallion, I think, singing.
That's a jam there, eh?
It's really a beauty, eh?
Yeah. You need more than a song to advance in the Stanley Cup.
It's so ratchet. Yeah. You know, we need to go to that there phones there.
Please.
Down there, eh? Do you have anything else, Tim, that you wanted to say there? Tim is really on a roll today.
I had more beers last night.
You're going crazy today, eh?
I had a right to.
Let's go down to Doug in South Winnipeg there. You're on there that with the Slapshot Brothers and that there, Doug.
Hey.
Hey, Doug, how you doing? How you doing down
there?
You doing all right, Doug?
You're doing okay.
How are you two's hosers doings, eh?
Well, we're doing all right there, Doug. I don't know what's going on with your accent.
Sounds weird that you're saying that.
Really disappointed in my Jets, eh?
Oh, yeah, that's a tough one last night.
Really, really worried about Helly and the boys, eh?
Yeah, I don't know what's up with Helly.
No, me neither. I'll say this, though.
Yeah,
you okay?
You got us there, Doug.
Okay,
it sounds like
there?
You're... You're having some sort of a medical fit there or something, eh, there?
Those Stars seem like nice lads, eh?
turning Irish on
us. What's with all you guys turning Irish on me? I don't understand that.
I don't know.
They seem like a nice organization.
Yeah, they do. They do. You're so Canadian.
Okay, let's blow him up. What
are we ready
saying?
To blow? You're blowing him up. He's got something to say.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
What do you got to say there, Doug?
I got a questions for you two guys.
All right there, Doug.
Okay.
Is Dallas pretty good or what?
Oh, boy. Okay. He zinged them. He zinged the Dallas North Stars there, eh?
Oh, yeah.
He zinged them right here in the top of the morning. He did it. All right, listen, coming up next, the slightly Hispanic stumped-up pool player Justin Montemayor is going to come on here and share some of his favorite Dale Howard-Chuck-inspired sheet cake recipes, eh? I tell you, it's something that you all want to pay attention to, eh?
What's going on with your voice and that?
I don't know. I'm fading out, eh?
Man. I don't know about that show.
What's happening with Junior over there? He's got his head. What happened?
You thought their show was funny?
I just thought their show was funny.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the hardest I've laughed at a radio show in a long time.
Top-notch stuff. I don't know why you're laughing. I was enjoying the sports talk they were having.
All right. I told you that was a bad idea to tune into Canadian radio. I tried to
great.
Tell you.
I
tried
love listening to them. It's always like a, it's like an audio monster energy drink to
it's
me.
It's a monster,
I get so
all right.
much power out of it.
The Slapshot Brothers live from Dublin.